This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, July 30th. God's word to you today is the Jonathan Way. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Samuel 14, verse 6, and it says, "Let's go across to the outpost of those pagans," Jonathan said to his armor bearer. "Perhaps the Lord will help us, for nothing can hinder the Lord. He can win a battle, whether he has many warriors or only a few." We are truly grateful to God for all that he is doing in us and with us. Just remain plugged into God, and your fruits will be undeniable in Jesus' name. Amen. Over the next few days, we'll be studying the Bible character called Jonathan. Jonathan probably would not make many people's top 10 Bible character list. However, there is so much to learn from Jonathan. The name Jonathan means the gift of Jehovah. There are at least 7 Jonathans in the Bible, but the first mention of the Jonathan we are studying in the Bible is in 1 Samuel 13, verses 2 to 4. Please read. In this passage, we are introduced to Jonathan as a courageous and victorious army commander. Jonathan was a solid leader who knew who he was, operating in his giftings, and brought victory to Israel by winning several wars. He was tall, well-built, dashing, gifted, and strong. Please read 1 Samuel 14, verses 4 to 7. It is the story of Jonathan's display of rugged faith and courage and how God responded by giving him victory. Jonathan was not the typical king's son, spoilt at the palace. He was the king's son that was a warrior and commanded authority. He had an armor bearer who trusted his judgment completely. In times of war, when a decision must be made that can change the course of the battle, many people would prefer to wait for a priest to inquire of the Lord or to send for a seer. Not Jonathan. He chose to fall upon the enemy camp instead. In simple terms, Jonathan did heads or tails. Heads, God will give us victory. Tails, God will give us victory. This is 1 Samuel 14, verse 6, paraphrased. Jonathan said to his armor bearer, "Let us go. Perhaps God will give us victory." He did not say, "I'm going to wait until God opens the door." Jonathan chose to knock down the door, and perhaps God will empower me to break it down completely. When is it time to make a move for God? Some people will insist on waiting on the Holy Spirit to come upon them. I read a book some years ago, and Smith Wigglesworth said, "He does not wait for the Holy Spirit to move him. He moves the Holy Ghost." He said, "He does not wait for a storm to happen. He is the storm, so he stirs up the storm." You already know it is God's will. Do not just sit down there waiting for heaven to send help, my helper. This helper prayer sometimes is an issue because it is raising a generation of people that believe that until something happens from the outside, they cannot fulfill the destiny that God has put on the inside. Not Jonathan. Let us pray. Jesus, I put my trust in you. I will not fail because you never fail. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.